Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
World Series Game 6 tonight. I was just talking with Jerry about this, and I heard them mentioning it during the morning show. The intrigue for me would be if the big, bad, greatest player that's ever set foot on the face of this earth, Shohei Ohtani, was able to... Now, get this, because I know it's asking a lot. I know you wouldn't want to ask this of, you know, the guy that's better than Babe Ruth. If he were able to maybe come out of the pen in an elimination game for his team, give them some quality innings, and then to keep his bat in the lineup, go back in the outfield. But I'm not so sure we're going to see that. And Boomer was saying that he thought maybe it's a possibility. I would bet, now, look, I've been wrong before. I would bet anything that there's no chance that we see Shohei Ohtani as a pitcher in this game tonight. No chance. And if you did, I don't think he's playing the outfield. I'm not so sure he could. I mean, physically he could, right? Anybody could. But would they be willing to do that when was the last time that happened? Arami, has he ever played the outfield in the big leagues, Ohtani?
I'll have to check that. I think he has.
Yeah, when he first came up with the Angels? I thought so, too. And what? When did that stop? I mean, why not? Then why can't he do that more often? And then maybe we wouldn't have to question that he's just a DH. I mean, why not be an outfielder on occasion? Anyway, you would think that that's of importance for the Dodgers. Their bullpen stinks. If Ohtani could go here, I mean, this is it. Come on, big boy. Get those IVs that you like. You need the IV after the 18 innings of DHing. Not playing, DHing. This is it. It's got to be all hands on deck, no? So if because of the Ohtani rule, he could start a game and come out of the game as a pitcher, start a game at, you know, as a starting pitcher, come out and still have the DH preserved, but you can't come in as a reliever. I mean, those are, okay, well, it's big boy rules. What are we going to change? Should there be another rule change to accommodate the great Shohei Ohtani? But I'd like to see him suck it up, get in there tonight, and we'll see what kind of performance he's had. Because so far through the postseason, he's had three all-world terrific games. The rest? Have been garbage. Garbage.
He played seven games in the outfield in 2021.
Okay, and that's it? In his entire career? Oh, that was the last time he's done it. 2021 with the Angels.
Right.
He played seven in the outfield.
That's all I see.
Okay. I mean, that's not nearly enough. So why would I have confidence that he would do it now in the World Series, no less? Anyway, there's a lot of intrigue there with the, you know, game six tonight. Returning home, the Blue Jays are with that venue. That's been the best venue in the postseason. See if they could go out there and be world champs. And then maybe the Yankees and the Department of Nerds, which I am dressed as today for Halloween, of course, maybe they can give us the, well, we won 94 games just like the Blue Jays did, and we lost in a tight series in the crapshoot in the postseason. Even more so if the Blue Jays win the World Series. I think you're going to probably hear that for the Yankees. And actually, a part of me does agree, not with all of that exactly, but a part of me does think the Yankees do come across looking stronger if the Blue Jays are able to beat the Dodgers here. Even really right now, the fact that they pushed the Dodgers to the limit, I do feel like the Yankees come across stronger. I still would build the team differently than the DON has chosen to do. But I do think that their argument becomes even easier when the team that was tied with them and the team that did send them home becomes world champions, if that is the case tonight. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan. Tim is calling from Seacliff. What's up, Tim?
Hey, how you doing? I'm a 63-year-old male. I'm a Giant fan for over 50-plus years, and I'm such an anti-Dumbo Dabo head coach and Shane Bowen. I didn't like the draft of Daniel Jones, but as we see now, Daniel Jones is starting to shine. And I just think that Dabo does not know what he's doing.
Dable, yeah.
And I didn't want Jackson Dart to play this year because if he wins some games, it's going to keep this guy's job. You know, Dart's going to be a very good quarterback in the NFL. And I am so anti-Dabo. He just does not know what he's doing.
All right, but is there any?
I don't get it.
Is there anything? Like I asked the caller before, Tim. What if the Giants go 6-3 in these final nine games? Would you feel better about it then?
Honestly, I won't. Like I told my best friend, I want to get rid of him so that I don't want them to win. This is how much I can't.
Yeah, I see. I wouldn't go there. Why would you want to do that when there still is a possibility?
Right.
Like I get what you're saying. I'm with you, Tim. That based on what we've seen so far, it hasn't been good enough, and I would make a change. I just can't trust it enough. The negatives far outweigh the positives. But if they go 6-3,
you had a great point, right? What?
But I'm saying if they go 6-3 in the final nine games, that wouldn't be enough. Like I'd be excited about that to keep Dable.
Yeah, I cringe when I see him going up and down the sideline like a big crybaby. You know, it's crazy. Like I can't take this guy anymore. And you had a great point. Look. Scatterboo is going to be a beast because I love college football, and it's a shame he got hurt. But the reason why the Giants' running game got better is because of Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
And you're so right in that point.
And thank you for the call, Tim. We appreciate it. Good luck to your Giants. It wasn't like the Giants had a great running game, and then Dart came in, and the running game either got better or got the same. You could even see when Dart was coming in spurts before he took over as starter, how the running game was improved when he was on the field. So that's where the Giants' run game improved. That's why, now again, if you say this, it's like, oh, how, they're going to miss Scatterboo. Like, obviously you're going to miss Scatterboo. The same way that you miss Neighbors, even more so you miss Malik Neighbors, but you're going to miss any top player who's not there. It's not the be-all, end-all. Teams recover or overcome injuries all the time. The one that the Giants are playing on Sunday has done that all year long. And they're like, I'm not asking them to overcome losing Jackson Dart. I'm asking them to overcome losing a running back. Well, now it's a running back and a wide receiver, which I get is tough, but still, the reason their offense has gotten to another level, Neighbors was here, the offense didn't get to another level. Scatterboo in the ground game was here before Dart was a starter, didn't get to another level. Dart's the one constant that changed everything. The second he took over under center, everything changed for the offense with different pieces coming and going. Chris is in Tinton Falls. What's up, Chris?
Yo, Sal, what are you? How you doing, buddy? Hey, by the way, big fan. I'm a Yankee fan, as you know. I love that you're doing the Department of Nerds. That's a lot of fun. Good job for you, making Halloween fun.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Check it, bud. Yeah, you got it, dude. All right, so I'm with you. I've been very critical of not only Dable, but Shane. And this is a big one. He dodges a lot of bullets here, and here's my big thing, and I'm with you. They better win because I want them both out. I've wanted them out for a while. I think they've had a good sample size. They go 6-3. It's hard for me to say they haven't earned the right to come back, even if I wouldn't want them back. But I think then you'd have to be fair. But here's one thing. Scatterboo's a big loss, and I love him. But don't let, not you or anybody, let Joe Shane off the hook here because he was taking bows and backflips over Tyrone Tracy last year. He made it known, well, we didn't drop off with Saquon. We got Tyrone. So I should expect of them no drop off.
Agreed.
Based on their impressions.
Hey, Chris, you just nailed it. That's exactly my point, what I've been saying all week and the same thing today. Like, hey, this is not the excuses business anymore. They found the quarterback here. So now I want to start seeing some wins. Oh, well, no Neighbors. Oh, like, I feel like it. I don't know if it's this town, if it's Giant fans, but what are we doing with the excuses? Oh, it's this, it's that. Guys, like, at some point, they got to start winning some games here. Are the Giants back or not? They've got the quarterback. They've got players on defense. To Chris's point, our last caller, they got Tracy, who everybody was last year was like, oh, Tyrone Tracy. Nobody was thinking about taking a running back this year in the draft. It was Tracy's going to be the next stud running back. It's year four. You better have some depth as an organization. Go beat the Niners. Like, what are we doing here? Well, the schedule's tough. It was rainy that day. Oh, you know, this team is good. The refs woke up on the wrong side of the bed. This guy's hurt. That guy's hurt. Hey, this is New York. This is the Giants. They've got the quarterback. He's shown the ability to score points, lots of them, consistently. Let's go. I don't want to hear it. Because the running back got hurt? I know we all love him, but that's not an excuse to me. Especially when you're playing a team that lost their starting quarterback. Phil is in Mayapack. What's up, Phil?
Sal, I love you, Sal. But love you're killing me.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're killing me. Scataboo was 50% of their offense. And now he's out. So you can't tell me that down 50% of your offense, you're going to win any of the next games, especially against the Cowboys.
You got to figure it out. Phil, what percent of the offense was Brock Purdy for the 49ers?
Oh, he was at least 25% of their offense.
25%? He's the starting quarterback.
At least.
Yeah.
Yes,
but
exactly.
So players continue to get hurt around the league and still teams win games. So I don't want to hear 50%. And let's just say he was. Let's say Scataboo was, in fact, 50% of their offense. Then you need to figure out a way to score points without him. Spread it out. How about those big bad? How about the tight ends that we've been hearing about? How about Slayton, the guy that they signed to a 3-year contract? How about Wandale Robinson, who's had himself a decent season? Like, there are options here, Phil. Don't make it so easy on them.
Oh, yeah, Sal, you're absolutely right. But we should have seen those options from the get-go, Sal. They haven't been using their tight ends, and we're in week 9. Now you want them to scramble and figure out how to win with their tight ends.
That's what
good. And with the receivers, with Malik on.
That's what good coaches do, Phil. Yes. I mean, look, were they winning with Malik Nabers here? Nabers was here last year. How was that?
No. No, you're absolutely right, Sal. Listen, you're absolutely right, man.
And I know, and Phil,
we've been doing okay without him.
Right.
But here's my thing. When you have a coach that cannot manage a game well, and now you lose your ground and pound, how are you supposed to win games?
Well, but that's where I'm getting to, Phil. And good call, and we appreciate the kind words and a good back and forth here. You're saying how are you supposed to win with a coach who hasn't shown that? And I'm saying that the coach needs to show that he could figure this out. Good coaches do. And by the way, not that I'm trying to make excuses, because at some point it's got to be about wins, but if the Giants maximize their potential, do you believe, maybe just as simple as this, do you believe that the Giants have maximized their ability and potential this season? I don't. I believe they should be better. I need to start seeing them max out. Forget the win-loss result. Because in my mind, before I went off on that little rant, I'm thinking, well, if they play a great game and Dart plays his ass off and Robinson and Theo Johnson are involved and the defense does their part, but somehow, you know, the Niners still come out on top just because at the end of the day, they were the better team. Due to injury or whatever it may be, that's something that you could at the end of it say, you know what, they just got beat by a better team. I can't sit around and make excuses or absolve Dable or Shane when I feel that the Giants have lost to teams that they are better than multiple times, or even just lost games to teams that they had beat. Even a better, like Denver's better than the Giants. Giants had them beat and they lost that game. I believe the Giants, especially in week 2, even without Jackson Dart, were better than the Cowboys. And that's a game that they should have won. Are the Giants not better than the Saints? And I could give them one or maybe even two of those losses. I can't give them all three. So it's on the coach to maximize what he has to work with. And we will know by watching if what he has to work with is enough or if it's Shane's fault. Like we could go that way, or just the injuries, whatever it may be. To me, that's an excuse, but you could say, well, you know what? I'm watching this team. I've watched them for 4 years. I know they're getting the most that they have. Look at Tom Thibodeau. He's the great example, a guy that I love. You watch his first year with the Knicks, immediately you saw a change. He was more than maximizing what he had to work with. Reggie Bullock, Elfrid Payton. Like, think about the guys that were on that Knicks team that were became a four seed in the Eastern Conference before losing to the Hawks. Maximize the roster. Second year, same thing. Third year, same thing. Maybe last year was the one time, at least that I felt, the Knicks didn't maximize their potential. With Brian Dable, year one, I do believe he maximized what he had. And that's why I was a big Dable supporter and a big Dable believer. Since then, as I've tried to defend him repeatedly year after year, you can't. And he continues to make the same mistakes, costing his team games. I need to see in these final nine games the Giants maximizing what they have to work with. And I believe if they do, they will have at least five wins. Frank is from Long Island. What's up, Frank?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Just a couple of things. Just a couple of things. Just the lack of proper grooming and refinement of Daniel Jones, and look what's happened now. You know, the kicker issue the last 2 years, the caliber of kickers, storming the concussion protocol tent.
Yep.
And just the fact that leaving Jackson Dart to run, like later in the Eagles game, taking chances with him, it just seems selfish in my eyes for Dable, saying that, well, my job is on the line and they have to win at all costs. No matter what. And just your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's a lot of negative that has added up, Frank, and thank you for the call. I like Dable's passion. I love it, as a matter of fact. I think at times, on top of the losing, it's gotten to a point where those little things add up. And if you put yourself in Mr. Mara's shoes, and you're seeing a guy that has the record that he does, continues to have the little antics and things that Mara, I'm sure, has had to talk to Dable about, whether it's going in the tent, whatever it may be. Those things add up and the record is a losing record. Like, why bother? Just go find somebody else. I think that's where we're at right now. I'm not going to go nuts about going in the tent. I understand where Dable is coming from. But again, his temperament, it has been a thing that got him in a little bit of hot water before. I'm not going to, the one thing that I would disagree and absolve Dable from, like, Jackson Dart's a football player. He's the quarterback. He's a rookie quarterback. I understand protecting him. I don't care what the game situation is. If he's my starting quarterback, we're playing. And part of his game is to run the football. So the day we stop doing that, like, you might as well just not play the game. So I don't understand, like, oh, we're losing in the game to the Eagles anyway. Why have Jackson Dart run the football? I mean, okay, well then, can't I just say, why even have Jackson Dart play this year because they're 2-6 and it's over? They're not going to make the playoffs anyway, so why not just keep them in bubble wrap until next season when you have a real chance? I don't believe in the thought process of having guys who are football players lay off the gas, especially a young football player. It's not a 41-year-old veteran that you want to, you know, prevent from taking hits here. So I'll disagree on that aspect of it. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan. BT out sick. We'll have Nick Costos coming up at 12:40. Get us set for week nine. I almost said week 12. Week 9 in the NFL. Perfect parlay pick segment later on as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
The only problem with these glasses, as I'm dressed as the Yankee Department of Nerds here with these glasses, they don't actually work. And then the print on this read is too small for me to see. So struggling a little bit there. Can't put the actual glasses on. Gotta play the role. Gotta be the gimmick today as we are the Yankees Department of Nerds here for Halloween. BT coming as the Mets in the postseason. He didn't show up today. Obviously, he's sick. So that's why he is out. 888-808-1019. The number to call Nick Costos later on. It'll be on next hour at 1240. And then the Perfect Parlay pick segment coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. We're talking Giants. John is in Freehold. What's up, John? Hey, John.
Hey, what's up, Sal? How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Good. What's going on, Sal?
How are you?
So here's my question. Mm-hmm. Long-time Giants fan. Been following Dable and Shane the last 4 years. They got off to their hot start in 2022, but they haven't done anything since. I just think these guys don't know how to handle being successful, and that transfers over to the game against Denver where they blew the lead. Like, they just don't know how to handle being ahead. Do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about if they don't know how to handle being ahead. I think they have an issue knowing how to win games. Close out games, win close games. I think they have an issue with that.
That's fair.
I mean, I think it's proven. Is it not, John? We've seen it, whether it's a kicker issue, whatever it may be. And then Dable and the Giants like to say, just like they did the first week of the year, whoa, it was close in the fourth quarter. Dude, close in the fourth quarter. It's year four. Start winning. And you got the quarterback.
Absolutely.
Start winning.
And the other thing I feel like is that Joe Shane, too, feels like, oh, well, I took the team to the playoffs in my first year. I make my moves based on that, and I'm good. Like, he just swears he knows how to be successful, but he only has one year of a track record of that. They've just been bad ever since.
Look, here's the thing, John, and thank you for the call. You can even give Shane and Dable a pass for the last two seasons. You could even ignore Daniel Jones and what he's done, or Saquon Barkley and what he's done. How is it that we are in year four when the question on the quarterback has been answered, and yet they still have three inexcusable losses, and their record is 2-6? And even if I excuse one of those three, New Orleans, how do they justify losing the Cowboys game and the Broncos game? 2-6 and 4-4 are light years apart. And they should be no worse than 4-4 at this point. With the injuries, all that stuff. With the defense not playing great, they should be no worse than 4-4. That's on the coach. I'm sorry. And or the roster with Joe Shane. Q4. Come on. For years it was, well, they don't have a quarterback. What do you want them to do? Well, they don't have a quarterback. What do you want them to do? Well, now they have the quarterback. Why are they still 2-6? With a defense that was supposed to be the strength of the team coming into the year. Ah, look who it is. Frank the Chef. Frank from Rails on the phone. What's up, Frank?
What's up, Sal? How are you?
Good. How are you, Frank?
Good, good. I agree with your saying as I'm watching that game Sunday and they're losing. I know Dable can't afford to lose any more games, but I don't want to lose them. Just like you and I talked about Daniel Jones, and Daniel Jones is not an indictment on Dable. I told you that he was better than his record was, and he just happens to be in the right situation.
But you don't, so, you don't think that's
Jones talk.
You don't think, Frank, that that's on Dable or Joe Shane, the fact that Daniel Jones, a guy who you believed in, a guy who I tried to believe in after the year of success that they had in the postseason, 1 year removed from the Giants, the guy's playing at an MVP level.
He's in the right situation. He got to sit for a little bit and clear his mind, and he's out of New York with everybody beating on him, and he's in a better situation.
Fair enough.
He was never a horrible quarterback.
Okay, fair enough. So now, Frank, let's focus on this year. 2-6. You think that's acceptable?
It's not, and that's I'm upset about it. I'm not upset about the losing. I'm upset about the fact that it is going to get Dable fired. He needs to win some games here. I don't think he's lost the locker room yet, but you know, this week's a big test. They need to win this week.
You know, Frank, I don't think he's fired yet. I mean, I'm not saying that he can't get fired. I really don't believe. Now, I have no idea. I have no insight to this. I don't believe that they think Dable is fired yet, meaning the people who make that decision, Mara, whoever it may be. Wouldn't you just wait? Why not wait the final nine games? And what if they do go 6-3 or 5-4? Then to me, like, yeah, well, you want to keep them anyway. All right, so then I'll ask you the counter.
Well, I can't keep them at two. Like, why am I keeping them?
Well,
you need to win. You're right. Yeah, you need to win games. I don't care about injuries. You need to win games.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Right, so what if they win 4 or 5 games, meaning total, meaning, you know, 2 or 3 more games?
Yeah, it's rough. But I like the consistency. Like I said, I don't think he's lost the locker room yet. These guys do play for him, and it takes time to build the championship something in this league. It's not. I know it's 4 years. Yes, I get that. But like you said, we're evaluating him after this year. So 5 wins, yeah, 4 wins, you know. And who are we going at? I'm looking at the list of coaches out there, and the only guy I probably want would be Kingsbury.
What about Lane Kiffin?
I want a guy who's coached in the NFL.
Yeah.
I
mean, it's fair enough.
I don't know.
What about Gruden?
It's about who else? No, I don't want Gruden. I don't want Belichick.
Yeah, and they probably wouldn't either at this point. You know, Frank, I get it, and you're right. We've talked about it. And as always, thank you for the call, Frank the Chef. He is tremendous. Frank at Rails. We love talking to him. Text me all the time about his Giants. Good to have him call in here. We talk about this all the time. Like, I want Dable to stay. Not like that's not my opinion. I'm saying I want them to have success to the point where they do stay. I think that would be a great thing. I hate the idea of having a head coach and GM select the quarterback and then firing that regime only to have somebody else come in with a different quarterback that they didn't pick. Even though that's happened before in other places, and you could say that it might have some success, it's not, to me, a recipe for success. So I want to see the Giants have some success here and win some games and then have the true belief, okay, now I believe that Dable can win some games and next year should be the best year yet that we've seen with him and Shane. I want that to happen. Based on evidence, I don't believe that Dable is that guy. How can I believe that he's going to be the guy to get them to the Super Bowl or win a division when he barely can win division games? There's too much, and especially the way that they're losing. You can't lose the way you lost to Dallas. You can't lose the way you lost to Denver. It can't happen. One would be bad enough. It happened twice on top of losing to New Orleans. Ryan is calling from Rockland. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, Sal, what's going on?
How are you, Ryan?
All right, man. So you're talking about maximizing potential. So you agree that in Dable's first year, he maximized that roster.
Yes.
He got every little bit he could have out of that roster.
Yes.
So, and genuinely asking, because I don't have the answer, why do you think he's not able to maximize a roster that I think is much, much better than the rosters he's had in the previous few years?
But Ryan, I think that's the million-dollar question. I wish I had the answer to that. I don't know. But it's not my job to understand why. It's just that he's not, therefore somebody else needs to try. That's where we're at right now. Now, maybe that could be different in 9 weeks. I don't know, you know, after the final nine games here, but I don't have the answer to that. It doesn't make any sense to me. They have the best roster. Now, you could also say, well, maybe the roster's just not that good. Fair enough. It might not be that good, but it's definitely better than what he's had to work with so far. Nobody would argue that.
Yeah, it's definitely good enough to win games. It's definitely good enough to compete. Whereas when you saw this team over the last couple of years, it was unwatchable.
Right. And here's the thing, Ryan. They are competing, but yet three games. Three. Like, think of how many that is when we're talking about an NFL season. Three games that they competed in, they lost, that you could argue they should have won all three and definitely should have won two out of three. That just can't happen. It can't happen with a team that doesn't have as much wiggle room or margin for error. So those are the primary reasons where I'm like, God, I tried to believe in this guy. They got the quarterback. That's been a success. But how come they're still 2-6 when they should be much better and the offense is scoring a bunch of points? How are they still 2-6? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think missing Wink Martindale is kind of overlooked. I think that's kind of a big deal.
Right. Well, okay. Good.
I also feel like I've watched a lot of these games where the Giants have leads over the past few years and they get a little complacent. I feel like Dable was a lot more aggressive earlier when he was coaching the
team.
Well,
Wink was certainly aggressive with the defense early on, so that's another part to Wink. But yes, I agree 100%.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. Yeah. I think he's a dead man walking. I see him there on the sideline. He's throwing fits. He's losing his mind. I think he's feeling the heat big time.
I think, Ryan, you just nailed it, and thank you for the call. And that's why, like, I love the passion, but you could tell he's feeling the heat. And he's feeling the heat because he's got to start winning. He knows it. He should be winning, and they're still losing. I don't know how you could justify bringing him back. Now, what I hope really doesn't happen is they bring Shane back and not Dave. Like, that I don't want to happen. Either both go or both can stay. But where I will stop short of saying they need to just both be gone is that I'm going to give them nine more games. There's no need to make that decision right now. And they've come close. They're close. But I need to start seeing the results go in favor of Dable. But you nailed it. You can feel the pressure. You can feel from Dable. You can see it. And it's about to combust. It almost, I mean, it kind of is. And the longer that the losing continues, the worse it's going to be. And then they're going to have no choice but to move on. But that, you nailed it. He knows it. He feels it. They should be better. It dates back to week two, even before Jackson Dart. Like, you can't be giving away wins in the NFL. They've given away three, at the very least two. It just can't happen. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Huh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I'm an idiot. I mean, I get it, but this is, come on, it's funny. The one thing I guess missing from the costume, and for those of you who are just listening on radio, and why wouldn't you be? I mean, this is a radio show, but we are on YouTube, and there are digital posts now about the costume. It is Halloween, and I am a member of the Yankees Department of Nerds, the D-O-N. One of the calls brought that up a few weeks back, and I love it. He said, Yankees Department of Nerds. I was like, you know what? The D-O-N, Department of Nerds. One thing that might be missing, though, Dove, is the propeller on top of the hat. Right, I probably could have had that to maybe take it to another level.
Would you text me last night to ask me about a Yankee hat?
Yeah.
You didn't ask for a propeller.
I know. Would you have had one? I mean,
no.
I thought about the things to get, and I figured the Yankee, I'm not going to go buy a Yankee hat. Like, what am I going to do with that? It'd be a waste of $20-$30. So I figured somebody had to have one, but meanwhile, I couldn't find one. You were the last resort, Dove. I was like, oh, Dove.
Oh, thanks.
Well, I said, Dove has to have one. He's coming in tomorrow. Everybody else is out sick. I know Dove's going to be here. He has to have a Yankee hat. I didn't want to tell BT what it was. So then you did have a traditional Yankee hat. I didn't want one of those new, then one of the traditional one. I asked Rami. He did not have them. But the propeller could have taken this to another, maybe another level. So maybe next year we can get back to that. 888-808-1019, the number to call. What do you got?
Clown nose, too.
I don't want to go that far. No, that, you know, maybe I could be Mike Brown if he's still around next year.
Very good.
You got to get one of those real shirt protectors for the pocket.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I had this shirt. I just happen to have a, you know, a white shirt with a pocket. I got my pencils in it, my D-O-N label on it. I mean, this is, you know, I'm just waiting to see how far it goes. If it gets across the desk of the manager, we'll see. I am not a data applicator. That would be, in fact, you know, like Boone or a manager. I'm not dressed as that. I am a Department of Nerds, D-O-N, for the New York Yankees.
Right, you're dressed as Boone's boss.
Correct. Or, you know, just a part of that, not necessarily, you know, a part of that.
The people making the decisions for him, yes.
The lineups and things like that, yes, the D-O-N. BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. We're talking Giants football. Remember, plenty more to do on the football stuff. Week 9, Costos, 1 hour from now. He's nuts. You know that. I love him. We'll go around the league, get you set for all the action in Week 9, in depth with the Giants, everywhere else as well. Perfect probably pick segment, 125. Zach is calling from Virginia. What's up, Zach?
What's going on, Sal? Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to call in and say, like, with Dable and Shane, you know, I think they both should go either in the middle of the season, at the end of the season, because the excuse that they now just have their guy with Dart is, I think, such a weak excuse, because this is season 6, I think, or season 5 for them. I'm losing track at this point. Like, they had so many opportunities to go get their guy. And obviously I'm not going to sit here and say, like, they should have lost the game last year against the Colts. Or a couple years ago, they had beat the Patriots. And then with the DeVito, they went on the run. Like, no team is just going to willingly lose those games. But it took them out of position to get potentially Jaden Daniels or Drake May. And even the year after they went to the playoffs, you know, like, I was a big advocate for not bringing back Daniel Jones and trying to trade up in the draft for a guy like Anthony Richardson. Now, looking back, that was probably the better move to not get him, because he's terrible. But, like, we would have known earlier on if they were the guys or not.
Right.
Now we're in a longer part of their tenure, when this could have been over a long time ago.
Right, and by the way, Zach, it's not like, oh, the Giants franchise would never survive, and thank you for the call, without selecting Jackson Dart. There are plenty of other franchises that have quarterbacks that aren't Jackson Dart that are having success. Remember, the Giants could have had Bo Nix. Now, you can say, well, Sal, I wouldn't want Bo Nix. I'd rather have Jackson Dart. Okay, but look at what Sean Payton has done as a head coach since he's gotten to Denver. had to clean up the Russell Wilson disaster. And now here we are, and Sean Payton's got one of the best defenses in the NFL, an offense that is loaded with weapons everywhere that he brought in. Oh, and a quarterback that he selected that the Giants, among other teams, didn't want, that took him to the playoffs in year one and are going to, at the very least, take him to the playoffs in year two. So it's not like, well, they got Jackson Dart and everything else should be overlooked. You're right. This could have been cleaned up years ago. It's why I was begging and screaming. I didn't want Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley to be here when Shannon Dable took over. Like year one, right out of the gate, year one. And yet they were here. We know the reasons why. Then they had the success. That led to other issues, meaning extending Daniel Jones, which led to an issue in year two and then again in year three. And here we are in year four, and it's kind of like year one. But even with all of that, forget all of that, because it is history and there's nothing we could do about it. You would have made a different move. I would have made a different move. It is what it is at this point. And we're happy that the franchise quarterback is here with Jackson Dart. The next level of evaluation, because remember, coming into the year, it was always about, for me anyway, it was always about Jackson Dart. Okay, for once and for all, we got to see what Brian Daboll could do with his franchise quarterback. And now that we've seen that already, I wasn't even sure we'd see Jackson Dart start prior to, I mean, maybe this was going to be the game that I thought. Get by the tough matchups in Denver, in Philly, maybe have him make his debut at home against the Niners. So that would have been obviously midway through the season. Well, now we've already seen Jackson Dart, what he could do, and we know, at least we think, and there's strong evidence to believe that he's the guy. Now there's got to be the next level of evaluation. And that's everything else. That's where it's clearly on Dable. It's on the defense. It's on the win-loss record. It's no longer about, well, what can Dable do with his guy that they handpicked? We know that they could have success. Now it's, well, can they actually win? Because that's what true success is, winning football games. Adam is in Brooklyn. What's up, Adam?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Sal. There's so many things to go over now when you talk about the Giants from the top down. So we can talk about John Mara and his inability to hire anybody that's going to be progressive with his team. However, our defensive coordinator, arguably the worst in the league, arguably the worst in the history of the league. With what we have on the edge and what we have in the middle, you know, we should be doing something. That being said, we have a team that gives desire to a head coach or a GM for that matter. Get rid of these guys. We got a quarterback. We have edge rushers. We have the foundational pieces. But these guys, look at the GM's track record. Who has he drafted? How many Pro Bowlers has he drafted in 4 years?
Yeah, it'd be nice to get a Pro Bowler on the offensive line. Like, and they talk about
amen to that.
Last year, Adam, we had the conversation, BT and I were having, like, the thought from either people who cover the Giants or around the Giants, like, oh, we had a great draft. The Giants had a great draft. And you know what I was saying? Well, why aren't they winning games then? If all these players that you took were so good, where are the wins? You guys stay like the team stinks. So, like, at some point, all their greatness with all their selections and the fact that they were able to find a franchise quarterback, I mean, how many years is it going to take to win a few games?
Too many years. Again, as a season ticket holder, how many years? I spent my whole 30s waiting for a team that's going to contend. It didn't happen. Here we are. I'm 40, and I'm saying, again, get rid of these guys. Let the season ride out. Let him coach the quarterback, and then let's see who we can get, because we have a franchise quarterback now. Somebody's going to want to come and coach this team. We need a defensive-minded coach, but, you know, that's not the way it works anymore.
But Adam, let me just ask you this, and we appreciate the call. If they go 6-3 or 5-4 over the final nine, would you be okay with keeping Shane and Dable?
I would not. I would not because, again, I don't trust his GM to draft. His evaluation, his talent, he's eating peanut butter and jellies for lunch. He should be eating porterhouses.
Thank you for the call, Adam. See, you've already made up your mind. I can't go there yet. My inclination is to say that, but I can't go there yet. I got to be fair to him. And there's no, I don't need to go there yet. I don't need to make that decision. Why not just watch the final nine games? And if they are, I was going to say as good as I believe that they are, but it's like, I don't believe that they're a great team. I believe that they're a team that can compete week in and week out. And I don't believe that their schedule is impossible, especially when you look at the last four games. Like, think about this. At home against the Commanders, now, they are not having a good year. I know that Jaden Daniels has been banged up the majority of it still. That's got to be a winnable game. At home against Washington. You beat Philadelphia. Whether Daniels plays or not, it's a down year for Washington. That's got to be a winnable game. The Vikings have been awful. Another very winnable game. The Raiders have been awful in Vegas. Another winnable game. And then the Cowboys, the final week of the season, you should have beaten the Cowboys week two. Their defense is god-awful. God-awful. And the Giants' defense should be able to slow them down for a change. Like, that's a winnable game. Now, will they win all four? Probably not. Could they win three out of those four? Could they at least win two out of those four? They better. And if they beat the Niners, they have a chance against the Bears. You know, you could be talking about four or five wins. That's what I'm saying. Six is probably unrealistic, but, I mean, if they win the next two and then the final four, that's what a good team would do. Beat the teams that they're supposed to. Niners at home, on the road in Chicago. And then close out with four strong. Four straight, strong finish to the year, looking on to next year. That's what you really want from the Giants. But I take five. And then I could change my, or not change, but just have a different perspective of, okay, we checked the box with the franchise quarterback, and now we check the box that they could actually win some of these games. At some point, it's got to come down to wins and losses. It's year four. It's year four. Imagine in year four, we're sitting here saying with Muji and Glenn, well, you know what, they're 1-7 again, but who knows? Like, that. Like, at some point, it's got to be about the wins and losses. It's been about everything but so far. Now, to me, it is strictly on the wins and losses. And the quickest way there for the Giants should be that defense that was built by Shane and Dable to be successful this year and be their identity this year. It has been anything but. More of your calls when we come back. 888-808-1019. WFAN NFL Football is powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.